Hey there, awesome humans. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic coach, back to sprinkle some wisdom and reality checks into your day. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never getting anything in return? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything because you don't want to disappoint anyone, only to find yourself stretched thin, overwhelmed, and resentful. That, my friends, is the sneaky trap of not setting boundaries. Now, I get it. Saying no can feel like a super power level challenge, especially when dealing with people who love to test your limits. But trust me, learning to set healthy boundaries is essential for your emotional well-being, your productivity, and even your relationships. It's not about becoming a hermit or shutting everyone out, it's about understanding your needs, respecting yourself, and communicating those needs clearly to others. Think of it as creating a personal force field that protects your energy and allows you to show up fully in the things that truly matter. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of setting limits. 1. Know your worth. This one is crucial. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand your value. Recognize your strengths, talents, and time. You are worthy of respect, and your time is precious. Don't underestimate your power. Think of it like this. If a friend borrowed your favorite book and never returned it, wouldn't you feel disrespected? Your time, energy, and attention deserve the same level of care. 2. Identify your non-negotiables. What are those absolute deal-breakers in life? Maybe it's constant negativity from certain people, being interrupted during work, or having your personal space invaded. Figure out those things that cross the line for you and be clear about them. Imagine your boundaries as a fence around your emotional well-being. You get to choose what enters and exits that space. Keep in mind, it's okay to have different fences for different areas of your life, work, friendships, family, etc. 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. This is where the magic happens. Practice saying no calmly and confidently. Don't apologize excessively or feel obligated to justify your boundaries. You don't need permission from anyone to protect yourself. Think about it like ordering food at a restaurant. You wouldn't hesitate to tell the waiter if something wasn't right, would you? Same goes for setting boundaries. It's about clear communication and self-respect. Thorough. Start small. Don't expect to become a boundary-setting ninja overnight. Start with small steps, like declining invitations that don't excite you or politely saying no to extra tasks at work. Build up your confidence gradually. Remember, practice makes progress. The more you set boundaries, the easier it becomes. Think of it like learning a new language. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. 5. Be consistent. This is the key to making your boundaries stick. Once you've established them, be consistent in enforcing them. Don't let people push you around or guilt trip you into giving in. Remember, you deserve respect. Now let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. Sarah, a talented graphic designer, has been constantly bombarded with requests from colleagues to do extra work, even though she's already at capacity. She feels overwhelmed and resentful, but always agrees out of fear of disappointing her team. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah decides enough is enough. She sets a boundary. I'm happy to help where I can, but my workload is already full. If you need something done outside my current projects, please speak with the manager. It takes some courage, but she sticks to her word. To her surprise, her colleagues respect her decision and start delegating more effectively. Sarah feels empowered and less stressed, and her work quality actually improves. See? Setting boundaries doesn't have to be a battle. It can be a liberating act of self-care that leads to healthier relationships, greater productivity, and overall happiness. Remember, setting limits isn't selfish. It's essential for your well-being. Embrace your power, communicate clearly, and watch your life transform. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Start with one small boundary and see the difference it makes in your life. Share your experiences with me. I love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic so you don't miss out on any of our wisdom-packed episodes. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.